we were created as one oversoul. You've heard of the term oversoul, which is basically consciousness in form. And with form comes energy. So if you have one oversoul, within the soul, you have many souls. So it's one and many at the same time. Now, that's a kind of a complex idea, and we don't really know how to explain that. But I guess the best way to look at it is if you look at an ocean is an ocean of water, but there's many waves within the ocean. So it's many waves within one ocean. So that's how our souls were created. We're one and many at the same time. So now if you look at the Bible, it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel. And throughout the Bible, in Old Testament, New Testament, it talks about the chosen people. Now, I don't believe that God plays favorites, which means that really we're looking at 12,000 souls. Now, or I'm sorry, 12 tribes times 12,000 is 144,000, and that's where I came up with the number 144,000. Now, it's not, why is it more of a stretch to believe that God created one oversoul, and yet we don't believe that there's only 144,000 souls on this earth? One morning when I woke up, between sleep and awakeness, I had a spiritual download. My third eye opened up, and for a nanosecond, I became enlightened. At that point, I saw the universal matrix, and it was phenomenal, and all this information flooded into my third eye, and it was absolutely overwhelming. And at that point, I mean, this information kept coming up and coming up, so it didn't all happen at once. And the first thing that came to mind, or the first thing that I realized, is that this universe is based on mathematics. Everything is a mathematical equation. The theory of everything, the unified field theory that quantum physicists are trying to solve, is really based on mathematics, and we know that already. So if you, and I believe that a lot of this information came from that spiritual download, but in the Bible they talk about 144,000 chosen people and 12,000 in each tribe. Now that doesn't make sense. How can there be 12 tribes with exactly 12,000 people? If one, what happens if one dies? And what happens if one is born?
Right.
And what about reincarnation? And let's take reincarnation out of the question, out of the equation. Let's say that the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel surely number more than 144,000. So you can't look at just the physical numbers. That doesn't make sense because it's more than 144,000. Where does God cut that off? So if you look at reincarnation, then that's really the answer. Is, and also the mathematical download again showed me that there are only 144,000. Now, what does that mean? There's 6.5 billion people or more on this earth.
Yeah, so you're saying some of us don't have souls?
Well, that's one possibility, but what I do believe is that we are living parallel lives. So if you take 6.5 billion, and there's actually more people on this earth than that, but if you take 6.5 billion divided by 144,000, that means that we are each living 45,000 parallel lives just in this dimension. Now, of course, we're multidimensional, which means that we are living in other dimensions as well. Now, actually, we are probably in every dimension in that we are multidimensional. We're omnipresent, but because our consciousness is only within this particular plane of consciousness, we're not aware of it. But let's go back to the 45,000. If we're living 45,000 parallel lives, what does that say? I mean, your soul split into 45,000, my split into 45,000. I could be living in Africa. I could be homeless in New York. I could be dying of AIDS. I could be a homosexual in San Francisco, or I could be a Islamic cleric somewhere in another country. I mean, I am living 45,000 lives. Now, that means my parents, my brothers and sisters, my friends, the people that affected me most in my lifetime may be my own soul. Now, that really gives a definition, a different spin on the definition of soul.
And you're doing it simultaneously?
Exactly. Exactly.
Hmm.
Now, I was driving one day, and I was driving on the highway, and I had this experience. It was almost as if I had left my body, and I was in the air above Greece. At least I believe it was Greece. And I was watching this man and this woman, and they were walking towards the ocean. They were going to have a picnic, and I somehow sensed that that man was dying. And, of course, I'm driving on the highway. I'm doing about 65 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden I'm back, and thank God it only lasted for a second. But all of that information yeah. came to me, and then I thought, what was that? And then when I ask myself questions, I often get the answer, and I realized that that man was me. That somehow I was that man, and that man was me, and I was that man. And then a number of months later, maybe about 3-4 months later, I was driving, and I suddenly had this sadness, and I had this sadness all day long, and I felt like crying. And then I go, like, what's going on? Again, I got the answer that man had died. And so I was grieving over my own parallel life with this man that was dying of cancer in Greece.
So now you're down to 44,999 of you, Bob.
Exactly. But I think another one of us was just born. So I think I'm back up to that. So really, if you think about the universe being based on mathematics, it makes sense. And the number 12 is very important throughout history. I mean, 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles, the 12 dimensions. Science has only come up with 11, but they're working on the 12th. And I can tell you right now, there's 12. And we can talk about that later if you want. But 12 is a very important number. And the reason, and so is 7, and so is 3. And there's, it's just basically numerology. But there are very specific numbers, and we've chosen those numbers. And again, it's all related to mathematics.
Fascinating. I want to get more into that because, that's going to have a lot of people up in arms, I think.
Well, the people that hurt us, the people that, may have hurt us the worst, and almost we feel as if they've hurt us on a soul level, may be a karmic payback from a previous lifetime to teach us about a spiritual lesson.
Maybe. That's possible.
So it's really our own soul that is hurting us to better our soul because we're learning through the experience about the different lessons that we're here to learn based on our spiritual contract.